Hi, and welcome to Springvale Seventh-day Adventist Church. We're glad you have joined us today, and we hope you enjoy the following message.
Good morning, everyone. it is connected, I think. Oh, no. Yes, it is. It is a good thing to be here today. It's a wonderful, we've had beautiful weather, so I guess some of you are here because the weather is really good, and because we don't usually have this many people for our ordinances today, but it's really good to see you all. We are here today to identify ourselves with Jesus. That's what we're doing in all this. Like when we celebrate our birthdays, which deeply connects us to our immediate family, our identity in Jesus is thanks to what he did on the cross for each one of us, which enabled him to give us a new birth. The gospel is simple. He lived, he came to live on this earth because we had gone astray. And he died for our sins. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says in the first few verses. He died for our sins. And then he came back to life again. And then Paul says, and then I went. And then I, as the last person, after he says that there were about 500 people that saw him, he says, and then I, as an unborn, he says, was also a witness to Jesus. And he called me too. That is what Paul says is the gospel. And that is what we're here to try to identify today, to identify ourselves with that. But before we continue talking about our identity, we need to define what identity is. Sometimes we have definitions. These are from a number of dictionaries. It says, one of the definitions says, the state of fact of remaining the same one or ones as under varying aspects or conditions. Like our fingerprints are part of our identity. Another one says, a close similarity or affinity as an identifying oneself with a group. We redefine our identity all the time. When I was a little boy, I wanted to be a fireman, then a truck driver, and a number of other things, and then a good person. After I met God, I wanted to be more and more like Jesus. Now, however, in all of this, sometimes we lose track of who we are. We do all this, but sometimes as Christians we tend to forget who we are. We forget that this is our main book, is our main values and what we believe. And of course, the things that we have learned in our past as a people, especially in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Why is our identity so important? We know that an apple is vastly different to an orange. I mean, anyone can tell you that. For instance, it's not just the looks. It is also their composition and what each fruit is useful for. In studies and in Japan, mandarin oranges were found to significantly prevent liver cancer. Apples are believed to prevent scurvy disease that is caused due to deficiency of vitamin C. Apples are known to lower the sodium levels in tissues as these are rich in potassium. Hence, apples are considered very useful for patients having high blood pressure. Why do I know this? Because I tend to suffer from that. Everybody, even skinny people, can have high blood pressure. And so this is one of the things that you could do, I guess. Similarly, with humans, those with whom we identify will greatly determine not only what we look like, but also what we end up being and doing with our lives. There is a text that says, bad company corrupts, so you better keep good company, because that is who you will end up being. We are not meant to be like the chameleon or chameleon. I don't know how each one of you says it. Different people say it different ways. You know, that changes colors. Wherever he is, he changes colors just to adapt to his conditions. We are not supposed to be like that. Why do I say this? Because a chameleon has, wherever he is, he changes his identity. What about us? Do we do that? We're not supposed to be like that. Researchers have found that those who have made a strong commitment to an identity tend to be happier and healthier than those who have not. If you make a strong commitment to who you are, this is what's going to happen to you, not just from a biblical perspective, but from even people in the world have found this out. Our identity is Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 says to us, reminds us that we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 tells us, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will accept. When you think of what he has done for you, is this too much to ask? He's saying, in other words, is this too much to ask for you to identify with Jesus? After you see everything that he did for us, the extent that he was willing to go for us, and he still is, by the way. Our God hasn't changed. And further, he continues, don't copy their behavior and customs of this world. In other words, stick to what Jesus puts in your heart through his word, through what we have believed in God. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect his will really is. In Exodus 32, verse 26, we were told, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. James 4:4, he says, you adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. And if your aim is to enjoy this world, you can't be a friend of God. In other words, identify yourself totally with Jesus. And Jesus said, you're either with me or against me. He didn't give us a third choice. You can be one foot here, one foot in the world, and one foot with me. Jesus said, it's either all or nothing. That is what identity is. Being committed to the biblical Jesus is being committed to Scripture 100%. 100%. Not just 99.999. 100%. USAtoday.com in March 2011 said this, wrote about the fact that in the USA, Seventh-day Adventists are growing faster than any Christian denomination. By the way, this is not amongst Anglo-Saxon. It's generally speaking, within all the Adventist community, that includes Hispanics and Black Americans and all sorts of other other people there. And how? Rest on the Sabbath, heed Old Testament dietary codes, and be ready for Jesus' return at any moment. Seventh-day Adventism owns a distinctive niche outside the Christian mainstream, but being different is turning out to be more of an asset than a liability. Let us not be ashamed of who we are. If you are a Seventh-day Adventist, don't be ashamed of who you are. Just because you are different, it makes you actually more attractive to a lot of people in this world. That's why those people in the States, the ones that are growing, they grow. That is why the churches that we have here in Australia who grow is because they have made a decision to be Seventh-day Adventists and stick with our identity. We are well over 16 million members worldwide and growing, by the way, at a phenomenal rate. It has not been due to our attempts to be like other Christians. By that I mean there are all sorts of Christians out there. Some of them do not even follow Scripture. They just follow whatever they want to follow. And that is the truth. Or like the rest of the world. But to the resolution to go back to biblical basics and stand up and leave, not just stand up for what, but leave what we believe. When people in this world make a stand for whatever it is they are passionate about, and I know some people that are passionate about soap. You don't believe me? There are people that sell soap like as if it's the last thing that they're selling. And of course, football. That is our competition on the weekend. By the way, they did a study, you know, a number of years ago that says that on the weekend, and this is counting not just Adventists but also other denominations that are Christian, they say that, believe it or not, we have more people turning up to churches than what they go to watch footy and play footy. So Christianity is still appealing. It is not gone with the wind. You know, but the enthusiasm alone that some of these people portray is contagious. And that is why sometimes we think that it is better to be there than to be here. What about us? Who are the light of the world? That is what Jesus said to anyone that followed him. Matthew 5:14. Let us stand for the values and beliefs that make us who we are. Don't be ashamed. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Romans 8:31. So everything that we do today, whether it's sharing of the bread and wine or the foot washing, is a reminder of our identity with our great Savior, Jesus, and our commitment to Him. We are saying that we want to be like Jesus and that we have a daily fellowship with Jesus. Or at least that we want to, if we are not. That we want to have fellowship with Him. By participating in foot washing, we are expressing that we also want to be humble with others, because Jesus did this, by the way, and serve them as Jesus does. It's a symbolic way of doing it. But we are saying we are there also with you, Jesus, on this. In sharing the bread and the wine, we are saying that Jesus lives in us. We take the bread, we eat the bread, we drink the wine. We are declaring Him as our Savior, as we are not perfect, and that we need Him to continue the work that He began in us, because we continue to be more and more like Him. Also, we declare our allegiance to Jesus, and that we have accepted Him into our lives and have died to our past. just like he died on the cross. Romans chapter 6 says, we also died with Jesus. And so today when we're looking at this, yes, this signifies his death. But it also means that Jesus is alive. Further, in collaboration with Jesus, with God, we continue to put away any sinful tendencies, because that's what Scripture summarizes, says to us to do. Moreover, that every day we are living the resurrection life and want to always be in close fellowship with Jesus. We're always reminded of that in Scripture. By John, by Peter, by Paul. How important this is. All the above, everything that I've said today, can be summarized in one sentence. We are one with our Savior. When we do foot washing, when we do our communion, we are saying to Jesus, we are one with you, as we belong to you, as we belong to him. May you participate in this and say to Jesus, if I am not with you, Lord, please, please, as I take part in this, I am expressing to you, Lord, that I want to be one like you. I want to be more like you. I want to be humble with others as well as you were with others and serve others in humility. I want to be one with you, Lord, because you died for me. I want to have you in my life, Lord, if I am not doing it already. So all of this we're expressing to him. We are one with our Savior, and we belong to him. May God bless you. And as we go into the foot washing, and as we share in the bread and the wine, may you please remember that we are one with the Lord Jesus in all of this.
Thank you for joining us. For more messages, information on upcoming events and church services, please visit our website at www.springvale-adventist.org.au.